New research reveals nearly 50% of Australians regularly feel lonely. A lot are embarrassed to admit it, and a number of us are even worried that they'll be judged by this. Now, joining us to have a chat about it is clinical psychologist Dr. Michelle Lim. Michelle, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you for having me today, Andrew.
It's a pleasure. Michelle, I think it's fairly natural. We all experience loneliness from time to time, but some seem to be more than others.
Yeah. Look, I think this Telstra Talking Loneliness Report is really kind of giving us a little bit of sense of what's happening during the COVID-19 pandemic. So this was really taken at the height of the lockdowns in Sydney as well. And while we've taken a large sample across Australia, what it's basically saying is that, you know, most of us, as you mentioned, 9 in 10 of us would have experienced loneliness. It is not a part and parcel of normal life. But 44% actually complain about feeling lonely regularly. And you know, that's really often, always, and actually some of the time. And I think what's worrying is that they can't talk about it, or they don't feel permission to actually admit that they're feeling lonely. You know, 1 in 2 are embarrassed about talking about loneliness. And it's an issue, because if we don't talk about it, we can't address it or prevent it from actually becoming a problem down the line.
It's funny, because my old mum, we actually found out later in her life that many years before, whenever my father went away, she made a point of insisting that my sister go and stay with her. We didn't realise what it was, but she eventually opened up to us and said it was because she didn't want to be lonely at the time. So for some reason, it is a little bit embarrassing for some people.
Look, I think that's this you know, societal or cultural perception that's been, you know, persisting in our Australian landscape for a long time, in many parts of the world, that if you feel lonely, it's actually something wrong about you, that you are deficient, or you're not good enough to have friends, when in fact now we know from scientific data that loneliness is a consequence of a multitude of things. So all the way from things we can't control, like our brain and our biology and genes, all the way down to our workplaces and the environment that we live in and within our communities. So there's so many factors that lead to loneliness that we have no control about, but yet the person's always blamed for feeling lonely. And this is where this report is really highlighting. We need to talk about it. We need to remove the stigma of loneliness. It shouldn't be a dirty word. It should be really as similar as, oh, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. If I say I'm lonely, you're not going to have an aversive reaction. Or if I say, you know, I would love to connect, you don't think I'm a burden.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's...
think we really need to have that conversation right now.
And also, well, you just highlighted it there. You know, if you're hungry, you go out and get something to eat. If you're thirsty, you go out and get a drink. If you're feeling lonely, can you not go out and meet some people, or just be somewhere where other people are around? That might even improve the way you feel about being lonely. If you're out of lockdown, of course.
Yes, but you know, I think there's also emerging research that talks about, you know, the little interactions. You don't have to have friends, but little interactions with people. You know, and we can still do that, you know, with a mask on and socially distanced.
Yep.
The high end buys, you know, those little interactions. They do mean something. I know a lot of people don't like small talk, but the small talk actually gives us a signal and a window into what the other person's feeling. And then, you know, you build those little interactions over time. You know, no friendships are made immediately. You know, if we think about the best friends that we have, it's actually little interactions over time that actually meant then that we built that deeper, more meaningful relationship. And we've got to start somewhere. So those little interactions do mean something, even if we don't know that person at the moment.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The other thing is, don't forget, radio is always good company. And I'm always appreciate your company, Michelle. Thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thank you, Andrew.